There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It has been a while since we have been graced by the presence of our friend Trip. Jeremiah Trip. We go by Trip, though. Trip
Triptastic.
From Computer Hardware. Yeah, Triptastic. Trip, it's a pleasure to have you here on this Friday, Valentine's Day. You've got romance planned today?
No. Oh, every day, right?
Every day is Valentine's Day.
God.
You know?
Did you get your wife some sort of Apple present?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Something from the store.
Thank you, Bill.
Hey, I got you a, screensaver. You like this, honey? Yeah.
You did, probably.
Screensaver.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah. You don't have to tell us.
Yeah.
Those are
got you a new charger
details.
For your phone. Yeah. You'll love it.
Yeah. Here's an. That's not a bad gift, honestly. A charger's good.
Yeah.
Put a charge a into idea. Things.
If you've got questions
we get
about
the most
tech
calls for this.
For Trip, please text 402-464-5685. Again, Computer Hardware in Lincoln, just south of 70th and O. It's your Apple headquarters in Nebraska. Lincoln, for sure. Oh, it's Nebraska's headquarters, right?
Yes. Official Apple store of.
Of the state. Hastings,
yep.
Kearney, GI, and Lincoln.
Yep.
But also, you've informed me, Trip, that there's something special happening. Is it 45 years of Computer Hardware?
45 years. March 1st. Yeah, we celebrate 45 years of business.
So you started with the floppy disk.
Yep. Maybe
started,
before that.
Maybe you know? You were pre-floppy disk.
Yeah, pre-floppy. Yeah.
March what? 1?
March 1. March
45 1. Years
1980.
In business.
Yeah. Pretty cool deal. Yeah.
How old are you?
Imagine...
Almost 40.
Who was stopping in the store? 1980. Who was swinging in the store in 1980?
Well,
great
like
question.
Four people. I mean, there's not a lot of people coming yeah. in going like, hey.
Professors.
Yeah.
Yeah. The story has it. We, you know, the original founder, he actually still owns it today, was looking to build his own computer. There was no store that he could go to build or on a computer. And so he, this is what we're going to do. And here we are. 45
so
years
he's
later.
Living in probably in a gated community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up, on, up well. On the hill. Up on the hill.
He's doing
yeah.
well.
Yeah. He's doing very well. Four car garage
yeah.
probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Heated floors.
Yeah.
All
the whole
that.
Deal.
Heated floors.
Heated floors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see it.
Unfamiliar
I see it.
To me. Hey, yeah. hey. Okay. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And tell us, Trip, about this. You have a support email for Q&A. What's happening there?
Yeah. So, you know, in the past, you know, I feel like we don't get to all the questions.
We don't. We have a lot
you know,
of people chiming
and,
in.
I hate to leave people hanging. We just thought, well, you know, we're going to get an email put together. support@computerhardwareinc.com.
This is incredible.
Support at computer. So
we need that again.
Yes, do it again.
Support, just your questions, Q&A, support@computerhardwareinc.com. Email us anytime.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yep. Email all your questions. Account. Now yep. we already have people chiming in because they always have people for Scaper.
Yes,
love it.
Scaper says, if I have Windows 10, will it stop working in October?
Basically, it will go unsupported.
This it's is not, over my head. Yeah. So you know,
take it away.
That's why we have
hey,
Trip here.
We'll let you take this one yeah, on the no. Windows 10.
Yeah, no, your computer isn't going to shut down or blow up, but you know, it's Windows. Apple does the same thing. It's just it's going to be officially unsupported and. You know, you're not going to get updates and, you know, things like that. So it's not, I mean, I would tell you to upgrade, go, you know, go look at other options, Mac maybe, but.
Smart.
Hey, no, yeah,
maybe
no.
Go to computer sorry. Hardware.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Personal question for me, Trip.
Yes.
This happens all the time.
Love it.
I think it's happened to you guys as well. You brought this up before, but sometimes when we either get a screenshot or a regular picture sent on my phone, it doesn't show up. It just says like, hey, you got to download this and you can never download. There's like a block that shows up on my phone. Why is that happening?
A block on your phone?
It says
there's like a pie
you
chart.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
Sip, right?
There's like a pie chart and it shows a slow roll towards finale.
But it never actually downloads completely.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Me and Sim both have this problem.
Yeah.
I don't have this.
It's a pie, and it shows the movement of toward finale.
Like it's downloading.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it never fully downloads sometimes.
Have you retried to send the same?
Yes, I have.
I know what he's talking about.
You know exactly what I'm saying. It's annoying. It's not your fault.
Sometimes you have to be patient and just let it play out. More, let the download happen. No, I'm not casting this.
You want urgency, though.
Is it more than one screenshot or just
usually just a single
screenshot?
People are saying, listen, indicates message didn't fully send. It's the worst. This is not just a me or SIP problem. This is a common problem.
This is something that's going on out there. We need some answers. We need answers.
It's a breakers problem.
Yeah, Beef Taco says Apple does this all the time. Yeah. Come on.
I've seen it with larger files. I would be surprised that it's a screenshot that's doing that.
Not always a larger file.
Sometimes it's coverage, right? GIF. You know, your Wi-Fi coverage, your cell coverage. Would be a couple just quick thoughts there. I'd have to see, you know, storage can sometimes be an issue too.
Right.
Like if your storage on your phone is just plump full, it's not going to receive whatever it's trying to get. But those are just some quick thoughts on it. I'd have to look
I'm glad you know the pain that I'm talking about, Sip.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Jake. Yeah. I feel your pain.
Bill does not know that shared pain. I don't,
it doesn't happen to me.
I got a quick question.
My iPhone 7's handling it fine.
I got a quick question, and Jake, so when I turned on my computer on Wednesday morning, getting ready to do the show, it was going through a series of updates. Now, it was taking a long time. My question is, can you just close it down and say, we'll do these updates later? If you close your computer down in the middle of updates, are there consequences?
Yeah, I would not do that.
There's consequences. Yeah.
There's a ticking time bomb in there.
What are the consequences?
Now, sometimes the updates won't install correctly. That's when you see a lot of problems happen. You know, corrupt installations, corrupt updates. And so sometimes you have to wipe the computer, reinstall. Sometimes you can manually push those through. Like, it just, you know, it is running updates. It typically...
Let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. I would certainly just leave the screen on. You can walk away. You don't have to be in
front of it. It was an inopportune time, though. Yeah. It was 5:40. Clock was ticking towards show. Mm-hmm. My computer's doing updates.
Yep.
It was very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But through your Apple phone, you were able to do the show via StreamYard. Right. So,
amen to that.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Non-Apple product in the computer, Apple phone, and one of them worked, one of them did.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Okay.
On YouTube, Ryan says, how long does it take to replace an iPhone battery trip? Oh.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Good question.
Oh, we have an express service if you'd like to take care of that. We can usually get it done in about an hour, but most of the time we have, you know, in just the cycle that in which our service department operates, I would say it's about a 2, maybe 3 hour installation. It just really depends. There's things that we do pre-repair. There's things we do post-repair just to make sure that it's calibrated, it looks good, feels good, that there's no other damage inside the phone. We would hate to get a battery installed and there's water damage, right?
Cost.
Yes, there is cost.
what
is it?
Most batteries are right around that $100 mark.
Very manageable.
89 to, you know, 109. It depends on the model.
Okay, another question.
Yeah.
Me and Bill, this would probably be for me and Bill. If you just want to go the battery route, can I just keep this phone forever?
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, this is we're groundbreaking.
We're going to keep Bill's your phone going forever.
Yeah. Look at this thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Look at the case.
I'll see you in a month.
We're going to put it in a museum. Yeah.
I'll see you in a month.
Yeah.
New battery coming.
Deal.
All right.
I'm in.
Okay.
$100.
Got some more texts coming in. Beef Tacos, is with us.
One of my favorite. I always ask for texters. Beef Tacos.
Beef Tacos.
Oh, yes.
Love Beef Tacos. Okay. Question for Tripp. How long should a MacBook generally last for? My wife's is from 2019. And it seems like it's crapping out on her.
Yeah. There's certainly
crapping out. The taco.
2019 still has a lot of life left in it. In my opinion, I would say most, again, there's a lot of variables in you know, the longevity of a computer, but I would say that you're a good 6-8 years. I mean, sometimes you can get more than that. We have, machines that come in, they're 10 years old, that they're in great shape. And you know, we're just a few minor tweaks, we can get another few years out of them. And so 2019, certainly something we would happily take a look at and just make sure that we can, you know, kick that
machine. Bring it in. Yeah, that's what you do. Bring it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Beef Taco.
Let us speak at
Jake.
It.
Yes.
Who is it?
This is Jeremiah Tripp from Computer Hardware, just south of 70th and O. He is the guy in charge there. He's knows a lot of people, very popular in town.
My brother told me there.
Celebrity here.
I was referred to as Nick Saban. I think Bill said I was referred to as Nick Saban. I got a lot going on, but, you know, keep it.
My brother. He did say
last week, and he goes, I was cracking up just driving down the road. He goes,
referred to him as the Nick Saban of the electronic world.
He did, yes.
He kind of is.
He told me that I was cracking up. But
he's the Nick Saban.
Young Saban.
He is, young Saban.
Yeah. With a beard. You know,
Beard. Yeah.
A bearded Saban.
He's left Michigan State, and now he's at Alabama.
That's right. He's elevating here.
He's rising.
Yes.
Tripp, what's a normal day at Computer Hardware? Like, how many requests do you guys laugh at when they walk away?
Oh gosh, you know.
Do you keep Do you keep a log? you should keep a log and just write down. Hey, write that one down.
Oh, here comes Simple. This ought to be interesting.
This ought to be good. Okay, when he leaves, write it down what they said. If you don't keep a log, you're missing out. Just go back remember 3 years ago. Remember when the guy came in?
He asked about this.
There are some lasting memories. I would say that we just keep locked away, but there are some stories certainly that are very interesting. You know, retail's just a funny business, but it's fun. You know, every day is different. That's what's cool. You know, every day is we see all sorts of different things, machines, phones, Windows, Mac. It really doesn't matter, and that's the beauty of it. So
incredibly non-judgmental, though, and I'm not joking.
He's not, and he's right by Taco Inn too. Yeah,
you walk in there,
you're gonna get a battery. You can go right over there,
get a taco,
and come back, and you're probably gonna have your able to get up and running right away.
If you're an old, don't feel intimidated.
No.
Because Bill's gone in there. I've gone in there.
No.
We've all been there.
It's a welcoming environment. I'm not joking. It's a welcoming environment.
You can hang out. Wait around if you want.
Well, I usually kind of give him a face a little bit too. Hey, listen, just don't judge here. I give him that. So they know what's
coming. This might be a simple fix.
They know after I've made the face and the hand gestures, they know the next thing coming out of my mouth is going to be buffoonery. We're in for it. Because he's going to ask a question.
Have you tried turning it on and off?
Exactly. It's going to be, if you tried rebooting it.
Wow.
Because it's going to be
amazing.
Because the chance of me coming in with some deep question of going, hey, listen, I'm on this, and I'm going to do this. And I was thinking, if we did this, would this be possible to pair this with this? Yeah. And I'm just like, I'd like to send text messages.
I can't send them right now.
I want to send screenshots to Simple and Jake. Funny screenshots of things I see on social media.
It's not working properly.
I want to send them. That's why I have 8,000 pictures on my phone.
Yeah, I've got way too many screenshots.
Delete.
Also.
Yeah, delete.
Yes. You know, we have, before episode, we have a phone call. First wants to ask a question. We've got.
Hey, do it.
Eric has a question. Eric, you're on the line. What do you have for Tripp?
Hey, good morning. Okay, so I have a quick question.
Okay.
I work from home, and right now I use a Windows-based laptop, but I'm thinking about switching over maybe to a MacBook, or what I've been told is that the iPad Pro is pretty much just a MacBook, but without the keyboard. Would I have, if I got either one, do I have the same ability to use a VPN, a remote desktop connection into something that I can with the Windows machine on either one of those?
Yeah. Do you currently have a VPN? Eric, is he still there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We would just make that transition. A lot of people are wanting to take files. If you have things stored just locally on the drive, unless you're just, logging into a shared platform, either one. But we have these conversations all the time. iPad, MacBook, different specs, different screen sizes, how much storage do you need, etc. What are you doing when you're logging in? I can't hear anything.
You know?
Would be happy to help. Just come in and we can take a peek at it.
Okay.
The question, thank you. The question that was posed, if he wrote it down for him, I'm not sure I could read it. If he wrote it, I couldn't even read what he
said. It was elaborate.
It was elaborate. That was incredible.
That was real. Yeah. That was, Eric, by the way, Jake, Eric, long time listener. I've heard that voice for years.
So, so today we fix computers and we fix relationships. How about that?
Amen to that.
Yeah. Before I let you go, Trivigan, 45 years. And the email for 45. People to ask questions further is what?
Support@computerhardwareinc.com. If we did not get your question answered or just down the road, if you have something, certainly email us support@computerhardwareinc.com. Stop by the store, 70th and O, or any one of our other locations if you're out in central western Nebraska. But yeah, happy Valentine's Day, Breakers.
Thank you. Thanks. Can they also email in some funny, smart-ass memes?
Please, please, okay. Please. In honor of the Breakers, you know, certainly send us some funnies.
Send
some funnies.
Send something.
Please.
Thank you, Trip. That's Trip from Computer Hardware.
Wow.
70th and O in Lincoln. When we come back, we're going to have some jerky to end the day.
Hey.
Nothing wrong with that.
Beef jerky.
Joe.
Next on Early Break on the
show.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.